Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast. I'm your co-host, Frankie Sachs, and I'm here with my good friend, Javier Cantedo. And we're here to talk to you about what's coming up this week, not just for round seven, but also for round eight, as it's a two-round week.
Yes, it's a double week, Frankie. Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. It's an important week, of course. Double run is always tricky in general, I mean, the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague, but also in the Fantasy Challenge. But we're going to break it down, we're going to recommend some players, and we're going to talk about what happened last week, which was, in my case, a big mess. I found out that Nikola Milutinov wasn't 100%. I mean, it was Vox Populi, let's say. So 5 minutes before the deadline, I decided to trade everybody. I mean, to shuffle things up a little bit. And, okay, I traded Milutinov. I got Andrija Šišić, who didn't play as well as I expected. But the worst thing I did is that I kept Siobhan Shields, who had a minus three, I think it was, instead of keeping Nigel Hayes-Davis, who had a super game, a massive game. So altogether, I think I lost 40 points. And I feel terrible about it.
Yeah, you don't want to overthink these things. It's tough when you get that last minute information and you don't want to be get burned. You don't want to get stuck with a guy who's not playing or miss an opportunity. But sometimes it does blow up in your face, and that's what happened to you last week.
Exactly. And I had 116 points. I should have got way more. At least I aced the coach at Messina, got the maximum 25 points, and some of the trades I did, like Grigonis, he had 20 points. I mean, some of the things went well, but I need to... The thing is that I have three teams. One is in the top 2,000, another is in the top 6,000, and this now ranks 28,000. So, coaches get fired when the team don't win. I'm thinking about firing this team somehow, like using a different team, one of the two or two. This is embarrassing. I mean, this team is terrible. I don't know what's, because I make similar trades in the three teams, right? But for some reason, this is not working.
Well, this also serves as a reminder for everybody that no matter how much of an expert you are, in the end, it does come down to a little bit of luck. All fantasy is a little bit of luck. That's part of why we love it. But even the experts can get felled by things like this. And you're in a bad situation where you have to have only one public team, and that happens to be your worst team right now. Fortunately for me, I don't have as many teams, and I have my best team as the public team.
And you're doing really well, right? I mean, how was your week for you? I mean, do you make good trades?
So yeah, I pretty much everything worked out. I had 160.7 points. I gained 1.8 credits. My captain was Keenan Evans, who got me 38 points. You know, including the double for being the captain, which again you're looking for something more. I had Sedokerskis, who was also who had more points, but was not my captain. Colson I had, who had more points, but I had already chosen Evans on Thursday and decided to stick with him. But Timon again, who I've kept, even though a lot of people have looked for more out of their center, got me 19. Overall, it was a pretty solid week. I'll take 161 points every week.
Yeah, well, before we break down round eight and nine, I think it is, two things. First, I had Campazzo in one of these teams, a team captain, which gave me like 85 points or 84 points something, which is great. And second, props to our last guest. It was unbelievable. Did you see what he did? I mean, Isaiah Cannon had 21 points. I think Dinos Mitoglou had 33 points. So Ismail got it right. I mean, he was unbelievable. You can tell Ismail is an all.
I was actually thinking during the games on Thursday night when Bonzi Colson was playing quite well, who he said that was a bold pick of mine to reach out on Twitter and ask him what he thought of my pick. But then I saw that he was doing great also, so there was no need for trash talk.
He was giving me a lot of heat on WhatsApp, like saying, "Hey, Mitoglu did this, Kanan did this," and no, but you can tell Ismail Sanol is a fantasy expert, not just a great journalist, but also a fantasy. We should bring him back. What do you think?
I think it goes hand in hand. When you have somebody like him or like Arla Weisberg, who is an expert at European basketball, if they understand how fantasy works, it goes hand in hand. They'll figure out how to have winning teams. So yeah, all these guys are people that we should have on regularly because they bring an extra level of insight. They see it differently than maybe you or I, and that's what fans want to hear, I believe.
All right. Well, moving on to this week, there's only two teams that played home both games. One of them is Maccabi, who's not really playing at home, and the other is Panathinaikos. So it's a very appealing week to have Panathinaikos players because they're not moving. They're gonna sleep in their beds. They're gonna shoot in their own rooms. And so players like Marius Grigonis, players like Dinos Mitoglou, players like Matias Desort, all of them are recommended this week, but we're gonna break it down for you. Let's start with a star player. If you had to pick one player, anybody, who would you pick for this double run?
I think I would go with Mike James. I'm trying not to overthink it right now and look ahead to round nine. I'm just going to stick with round eight because we do have changes that we can make on Thursday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning ahead of those games. So Mike James is playing great. And last week I went with Evans, who had a very good game, not a great game, but I think that when you have an electric, I went to Evans. I bring that because it was against Efes, and that's who Monaco is playing. And when you have guards, electric guards going against Efes, I think that they will get pretty good scores most of the time. James is looking like an MVP candidate. I see, I feel like he's a sure thing for a very good score, so I'm going to go with him.
Okay, my pick is Facu Campazzo, and I'm gonna explain why. I have a different approach. To me, mine is in the, let's say, long road because they play in Valencia and then they play back-to-back home games against very high-scoring teams like Monaco and Alba Berlin. I think Campazzo had 19 assists, tying the EuroLeague record against Alba some years ago. So that tells you that usually plays well against this team. That's in 3 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks' time. But then in the meantime, he's been on fire lately. He played well in the Spanish League. He was MVP last week. And he should keep it going. He should keep it going. I think he's in top shape right now. And why not? I think he can be MVP in one of these two rounds next week.
Well, I feel I will always have space for one really big ticket player. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to drop Evans this week for James. That'll allow me to have that. I still have Colson, who's worth a lot of credits. So within that, I always have the position to go out and get somebody else. And I'm looking for the sure things. So I feel like if you tell me that there's no risk that the person I have who, as captain can get between 20 to 25 points, I will take that on Thursday almost any time and keep him and not even look for something better on a Friday. Maybe it's a more
Yeah.
conservative approach than some people, but so far it's been working out for me.
Well, if it works, don't touch it. That's the way it goes. Anyway, under 10, clearly, I think Grigonis is the choice. Like I said, Panathinaikos plays at home. He comes off a very good game. He's right now feeling comfortable and feeling good. Panathinaikos signed Kendrick Nunn, and he's gonna get some minutes to adjust to European basketball and everything. But in the meantime, in this short run, in this couple of weeks, Grigonis is a good choice, I think. And I'm gonna keep him, and I'm gonna recommend it to everybody.
Yeah, I agree. He was somebody that I was also looking at, but I'll give you somebody else because I think what you want more than anything else in the 10 credits or less category is opportunity, minutes. So I'm going to go with Joel Bolomboy, who's been getting a lot of minutes. I don't know if that was originally the plan for the rotation of Zvezda Biggs, but he's been playing regularly well over 20 minutes. I can't say that I think that the matchup against Fenerbahce is a slam dunk for big men, although they are a bit beat up. So who knows? But I think with the minutes there, the production is beginning rebounds, block shots. He's not going to be losing a lot of points with like, turnovers or, poor shooting because he's really only going to take shots near the basket. So for I believe he's 9 credits, and I think that's good value there at 9 credits.
All right. Well, let's move on to our teams. Like I said, my team is struggling, and that means I have less money than when I started. I have 99.1 credits, which is unbelievable. But so I see there's a Alba Berlin as well game coming up. Both teams have coaches who are worth 4 credits, Pozzecco and Israel González. So I'm gonna go I'm gonna go with the home team, and I'm gonna pick Israel Gonzalez as my head coach.
Yeah, that's again a high risk, high reward choice. I understand it. I looked at it. I thought about it. I'm going to go with Luka Bacchio-Vertis. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm not a Milan fan, but were I a Milan fan, I'd be a little bit concerned about what's going on there. And Vertis has been in great shape, and they're the home team in this one. And I think that if they can win, they'll look at to stick it to them a little bit, because there is a little bit of the rivalry in Italy, of course, between those teams. And he's only 6.7 credit, so also I'm not burning a lot on a coach there, which I don't have a problem doing necessarily, but in this case I'm trusting him at 6.7 credits, and that gives you more money as well to spend elsewhere.
All right. Well, and what are you going to do with the players? Who are you going to trade? Who are you going to keep? Who are you going to, well, sell?
So I'm actually reading the tea leaves on the injuries a bit this week. Like you did last week, you're worried about Milutinov, who ended up playing, but he is now out for the week. So I'm going to take Mustafa Fall. I'm cutting Padilla for that. The money makes up sense in the end, but it's not straight up. But I believe Mustafa Fall, who's 10.9 credits, he's going to see a lot more minutes. It's a bit of a mismatch situation with Maccabi. They don't really have anybody quite that tall. We'll see how that works out. But I think he's going to get the opportunity. And Jared Harper is out for Valencia. So I'm going to go with Josep Porto, who is very cheap, 4.4. And there, again, it's low risk, potentially high reward there. Cost me almost nothing. If he doesn't do well, I stick him on the bench. But if he's going to see more minutes and get me some production for 4.4 credits, then that's great. And then with all I have left over after I cut Bellinelli to make him, and I'm also going to drop Keenan Evans, not because I want to drop Keenan Evans, but because that gives me enough to bring in Mike James, who I believe is due for another very strong game. Not due, everything's been a strong game from this season, so I'm gonna roll with Mike James. And then I'm keeping a lot of my others. Sidokurskas, I still have Olinde, Timon, Colson, Luka Mitrovic. So I think that's a strong team.
All right. Well, speaking about Puerto, he had a really, really good game in Liga Endesa this weekend. He had 9 points and a PER of 12, starting playing 17 minutes. And like I said, for that value, I think it's a very good choice. So,
It's all
but
about the
I'm not gonna
value.
go. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. But I really need some production, and I'm selling my most expensive players, and I'm bringing somebody else. I mean, I'm keeping Abramovich, I'm keeping Grigonis, I'm keeping Di Bartolomeo, and I'm keeping Sterling Brown, who worked really well as captain. Of course, I'm keeping also Toko Shengelia, who has been fantastic all season for me. Even when he didn't play great against Madrid, I expect him to lead Virtus against Milan. So I'm trading Shields, who comes off a, well,
Who
let's say
burned you
he.
a bit last week?
So I mean, you have to take some punishment for that. I bought Paris Lee in the meantime, so, and he didn't play well neither in the EuroLeague or in the French League, so he has to go. And then I made a strong bet on all three teams, were buying Andrija Zizic, and it didn't turn out very well. So I'm also getting Mustafa Fall. He had a triple double with assists in the Greek League. He had 7 assists, tying his career high last week against Baskonia. And I think he's right now without Milutinov, he's going to play extra. And I'm playing extra with this guy who's really good per minute player. He gets a lot of production when he plays a lot. Mustafa Fall is a must, I would say. Unlike you, I'm picking Keenan Evans because he's been playing really well. I mean, there's no reason to trade him. In the last 4 games, he had 22, 27, 22, and 19 PAR.
No, I'm a big
So.
Keenan Evans fan. I'm not dropping for any other reason except for to go for Mike James. But Keenan Evans has been a monster. He will be a monster. I hope to have him back on my team soon.
And of course, I'm buying again Nigel Hayes-Davis. By the way, his mother, Talaya Davis, followed me on Twitter this week and told me that. I congratulated me for picking him, but then I traded him in the last minute. She didn't know. But so Talaya, if you're watching this, yes, I'm keeping your son no matter what this time, and I hope to have him in the team for a long, long time because he's been playing really well.
I will just add that the Nigel Hayes Davis episode of the crossover with Jor Lakkas will be out tomorrow, and I was able to listen to it, and it's excellent. He is one of the most interesting and well-spoken players in the league. I hope everybody tunes into that. Yeah, we're all big fans of Nigel Hayes Davis.
Oh yeah, he's so funny also. He made me laugh out loud in media day. We had an interview that he made me laugh like never before in a media day. He's an unbelievable player.
One of a
Anyway,
kind.
Frank. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Frank, you wrap it up. Before you wrap it up, well, thank you everybody for listening to us and for watching us. We're really happy with the numbers we're getting, and so keep coming. And well, results will come. I'm at least with my team. And if it doesn't. Let's say this is my ultimatum week. If this team doesn't work, I'll switch to another one. I never did it in 20 years, but I don't want to be embarrassed on a weekly basis. I mean, I can play better than that.
Well, we wish you luck. Nobody wants to, I mean, we want to see you a little bit embarrassed, but not too embarrassed. But yeah, we will not be able to record an episode in time for round nine. Just that there's not enough turnaround by the time this gets going. But so this is our episode for the entire week. We'll be back next week. We'll review both of this week's games and look ahead to the future. In the meantime, be in touch with us on social media. Our Twitter handles are here below, so you can know where to find us. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Good luck. See you next time.